The Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, says he's working on a long-term strategy to make teaching a more attractive proposition. This in response to an RNZ News report showing a 40% drop in the number of people training to be teachers. Auckland secondary principals are predicting a shortage of 3,000 teachers over the next 10 years if urgent action is not taken. Let's talk to the Minister now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the plan?
Well, it's not going to be a, there's no silver bullet here. It's going to have to involve a number of different things. Clearly, we need to recruit and train more teachers. We've seen a 40% drop. That's thousands of teachers every year that we haven't been training that we otherwise would have been training. And that's going to, you know, mount up over a period of time. It already has. I think that, if anything, those Auckland schools may well be underestimating the scale of the challenge because we've got a growing population. We've got the baby boomer teacher cohort, of which there are a significant number, nearing retirement. And, you know, we're trying to do issues around, you know, deal with teacher workload and so on, and that requires more teachers. So add all of those things together, it's pretty clear that we're going to need to train a heck of a lot more teachers than we are at the moment.
What's the starting salary for a teacher?
Well, it depends on whether you're on the qualified scale or the unqualified scale. I haven't got it in front of me. It's in the vicinity of, it's around the 50,000 mark is where the salary scale starts, depending on which salary scale you're on. I appreciate that, you know, people are going to look at whether or not the salaries are sufficient, and I understand that. We've got a contract round coming up this year, but it's not just about the pay. The teachers who I've spoken to have also said actually it's about workload, it's about barriers to getting into teaching.
Yeah, but can we just pull the handbrake up at the pay? Because, yeah, sure, there's workload issues, but, you know, they don't help you pay the rent in Auckland, do they? And if you're on 50K, then, you know, it's going to be really, really hard, isn't it? And you'd be saying to yourself, well, you know, I do like teaching, but how am I going to raise a family? How am I going to pay the rent and maybe even one day buy a house when I'm starting out on $50,000 with not a lot of prospects salary-wise? Don't you need to address that elephant in the room, teachers' pay?
Well, I think we do need to address some of those wider issues around housing, for example, and pay is only one of the factors in that. The unaffordability of housing is an issue that this government is going to be addressing too. But coming back to the pay issue, the teachers at the moment, their starting salaries are broadly comparable with what you get in many other professions, you know, many other starting out salaries, nurses, for example, social workers, others, are broadly comparable. But of course, I'd like us to do better, and I'm sure that there are going to be opportunities for us to discuss that over the coming year.
Yeah.
But as I've said, it's not just about pay.
Well, yeah, I mean, you make the comparison with other occupations, and there's been a bit of publicity about the relativity with a politician, for example, in the 70s and 80s. I don't know what the exact figures were, but, you know, there wasn't a lot of daylight between the salary of a backbench MP and a teacher. And now a backbench is north of 150K and a teacher's on 50,000. Now, I'm not going to bag the politicians for earning reasonable coin, but, you know, teachers have been massively left behind in this, haven't they?
Yeah, well, I mean, the data would suggest that the big drop was probably in the 80s. And then, although, you know, teachers have tracked up a little bit since then, they've never really caught up from that big drop, you know, that was 30-odd years ago. And I've got a lot of sympathy for that argument. Having said that, you know, any government at the moment is going to have a limited bucket of money that it can dip into. But I'm certainly committed to working with the profession to increase pay and improve working conditions.
You're choosing your words, carefully there, which I appreciate why you're doing that. But can you commit to significant pay increases for teachers?
Well, look, I think that everyone's going to have a different view of what significant is going on, and that's part of what the bargaining process is.
Well, 5%, for example.
Well, look, I'm not going to give you a number on radio this morning. We're going to go into those negotiations in good faith.
Have you got the money to do anything significant?
Well, look, we've set aside some funding for the bargaining round. We expect that there's going to be a challenging bargaining round. The teachers have already made that clear.
So you've already set aside the amount of money that you've got for this?
Well, some money will be set aside in this year's budget.
Because you've made your mind up already.
I'm not going to do the negotiations over the radio.
Sounds like you've done them, though. If you've set aside a pot of money, then it's deal done, isn't it?
Well, I think every government would set aside a pot of money for a collective agreement negotiation. You wouldn't go into negotiations and say, we haven't set aside any money and there's no money available, would you?
No. So if there's young people out there listening and thinking about going into teaching, how can you, what do you say? I mean, what's the upside?
Look, I think teaching is a great career. It really does transform the lives of young New Zealanders. Teachers find it incredibly rewarding. I accept that there have been some big workload issues that teachers have been grappling with, and we've made a real commitment to working with them to address those, because, as I said, pay is not the only thing that teachers are concerned about. And, in fact, many of them will say workload for them at the moment is more important, and we can work with them to address that. I think we need people to be going into teaching. If teachers, if young New Zealanders who are finishing their education want to make a difference for the future of this country, then teaching is a job they should consider.
Do you think we value it enough?
No, I don't think we value it enough. I think we can value it a lot more, and I think that our government will be leading by example in that. And all of the things that I talk about when I talk about teachers, I'll be extolling from the rooftops the value of the profession.
Will you be paying them from the rooftops too?
As I said, that's all ahead of us, Guyon.
All right. Thanks for your time this morning. That's the Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, already getting a bit of feedback on this. I might get to read some of that out after the headlines.